News Talk 1620 WTAW. Last night, Bryan City Councilman Ruben Marine held a town hall meeting regarding the City of Bryan's proposed downtown quiet zone, reducing the noise generated by passing trains. City staff making a presentation, that set of presentation paperwork you can see electronically online at WTAW.com. Most of the public response from last night dealt with opposition to closing the Grosbeck Street Railroad crossing. We'll hear a sample now of some of those comments.
That crossing is of value to anybody that works, does business, or shops between William Joe Bryan and Coulter Avenue on the south. It's a savings in time, it's a savings in fuel, it helps businesses by making them accessible to customers on the opposite side of the track. It's good for business because it makes them accessible to deliveries from the opposite side of the track.
I've lived here since 1974, and I don't recall it being such a safety issue that we were discussing how can we make it safer until suddenly this quiet zone. I stayed in, I think it's who you're asking too, because I have stayed in the LaSalle several times. The train has not been a problem to me. I have been at Stage Center when the train was coming. Things would pause. People would laugh. Oh, here comes the train. You know, it was not a big deal. I think our priorities are a little bit askew when we have quiet zone versus people with flooding or safety issues with children on narrow streets that aren't paved or wide. I really question what we're trying to do here.
You speak
and,
well.
I salute you for holding this. We'll also, as citizens, I think, be paying attention to how the council votes on this, whether it's for the developers or it's for the citizens that are getting a chance to speak. This is a small group of citizens that are speaking, but I think there are a lot more out there that are against this.
How would it be financed?
How would the quiet zone be financed, our council member?
I think that's a question that we don't have an answer for you tonight. I mean, there are a number of
we're not against the quiet zone. We're against closing Grosbeck. Has an economic study been made what it would do to the businesses over there? I've been there 46 years. There's not too many businesses in Bryan, College Station that old. Don't have a big business, but Woodson Lumber, the battery place. We create more business there than all of downtown does now, and we haven't been asked. You just say we're going to close Grosbeck. So, right, we're going to oppose it with everything we can because it's unfair to us. It's unfair to us.
Well, guys, I'm hearing you, and I'm going to get right back to you. I will tell you now, there has been no decision to either close Grosbeck or leave it open.
Why is it on the news all the time? It's certainly being pushed, isn't it?
The city is not pushing it.
Who's pushing it?
Nobody is pushing it.
Why is it in the news? Somebody's releasing that we're going to close Grosbeck.
Because it has been offered as a technically viable alternative, and we're exploring the alternatives.
I don't know how long you followed Grosbeck, but we've been after 10 years. I've crossed over there thousands and thousands of times. We've asked for help there. It was on the CIP, but it keeps being put off. I met with the city engineer before Casper, Ms. Huff, and I said, can't we do something? Well, Lloyd, we can put up a traffic light here. I said, if you got money to put up a traffic light, you need to put it over to the post office because there's people getting hurt there all the time. But we were going to straighten that thing out, and we haven't done anything. So, you know, there's some things that people need. If there's 7,800 people cross there a day, we need that, don't we? Now, there's some things people want. There's just a few people that wanted the quiet zone. There's 7,800 people every day that need to cross that. I quit talking so much I wanted to hear you, but everybody's interjecting. But I want you to know I'm opposed to it. I may be the only soul, but I'm going to see if some other people. Well, that's my life, and when you damage a business, and when you do that, you're talking about big money. I've been on a lot of boards of condemnation. You hurt our business, we've got rights to ask for it.
Mr. Joyce, and that's why we're having this town hall.
Good, I appreciate
we
you.
We wanted to be proactive.
I wanted to
of
say
reactive.
I talked too much, but I appreciate you calling this meeting.
Thank you.
You're doing the right thing. You have said exactly the right thing in the paper. If the people drive up there one day and it's closed, they're going to be sadly disappointed. The problem is, most people over here don't think they have a right to say anything. They figure, well, the city must have studied this. Well, there's some of us that are going to say something.
Again, comments from some of the participants at last night's town hall, sponsored by Bryan City Councilman Ruben Marine, voicing their opposition to closing the Grosbeck Street Railroad crossing. That's just one ingredient of the City of Bryan's proposed downtown quiet zone, reducing the amount of noise generated by passing trains through the downtown Bryan area. After the meeting last night, WTAW Scott DeLucia meeting with the councilman about his impressions of what went on last night.
Your first town hall meeting, what did you hear tonight?
This was a great town hall meeting. We had city staff present the downtown quiet zone, what that entails, and the potential closing of the Grosbeck Railroad crossing. And the citizens were able to see from our city staff what the project entails, what the cost savings would be, the safety issues, also how many vehicles actually use the Grosbeck crossing today. It's 7,800 vehicles a day. So there's a lot of different variables in the works, safety, incentives, cost savings. So we're still gathering that information. We haven't received a recommendation from the city staff yet. When we do, of course, that will go to council to be voted on. But I wanted the council, I wanted city staff to hear from the citizens and hear their concerns so we can take all the information in and make an informed, educated decision.
Andrew Nelson has decided to change the way city council meetings basically are held. There's not as much staff input during the meetings. Here, visitors appears at another time. So as the elected representative of these people, how do you bring these feelings, these emotions, to the other members of council?
As far as the town hall meeting tonight or during regular meetings, Scott?
Well, during regular meetings, because now, since these people, there won't be this number of people who will speak before council that will come to those meetings. And as a result, they may not understand the passion that we're hearing tonight in this meeting. So how do you communicate that to the other members of council?
I think the other members of council are aware of that. Everyone has... Their doors are open, I think, to any citizens who has a concern, who wants to voice their opinion. They can pick up the phone and call any council member. They can meet with any council member. I know Prentice Madison District 2 is having a town hall meeting this Saturday at 11 a.m., I believe, at Hope Crossing. I know that we're readily available. As far as the citizens being able to speak at our regular meetings, there is still here citizens from 5:30 to 6. So citizens are available to still voice their opinion and speak at the meetings. That hasn't changed.
Quiet Zone Advisory Committee, you're one of two council members on there. At the meeting tonight, you said, well, maybe we could have a meeting of that committee in front of residents who would be impacted by this. Is this something that could happen?
That's a great question. I believe it was Ms. Deborah Miller who brought that up. The Downtown Quiet Zone Advisory Committee, what I would suggest is the next time we have a town hall meeting or when a recommendation comes from that committee regarding Downtown Quiet Zone or Grosbeck Crossing, that they come and sit in on one of these town hall meetings so they can see firsthand, like you said, the emotion and the passion that these citizens have to keep Grosbeck Crossing open.
Thanks again to Bryan City Councilman Ruben Marine for visiting with Scott DeLucia, as well as hosting last night's town hall meeting again on the proposed downtown Bryan Quiet Zone. The city staff presentation is online at WTAW.com. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.